In this video, we're going to talk about keyword research. Now, keyword research doesn't have to be a difficult task, and it doesn't have to be time-consuming either. And using only a handful of free tools, you'll be able to create highly targeted lists of relevant keywords for your niche. Now, here's how to do it. In the same manner that you began to generate ideas for your niche, you need to start by writing down keywords and keyword phrases that you believe sum up the niche market that you're going to tackle, as well as phrases that people are likely to enter into search engines when searching for information in that niche. For example, if I had a website showcasing products on scrapbooking, my keyword list might look something like this. You've got scrapbook layout ideas, scrapbooking templates, scrapbooking tutorials, and so on. And I would also include questions based around keyword phrases that people might enter into a search engine. For example, how do I create scrapbook pages, and so on. You might also want to consider possible synonyms for your niche topic. Just scroll down here a bit. For example, if you were catering to the freelance marketplace, you could also use words like ghostwriter, writer, telecommuter, work at home, and so on. And what you want to do is to write down everything that you can think of that relates to your niche market. And it's a good idea to do it in your word processor so that you can copy and paste it later on. Then, once you have a listing of potential keywords, what you want to do is run them through the Google AdWords keyword tool to verify popularity and to break down your list so that all you're left with are active keyword terms. Now here's how you do it. First of all, you go to the Google AdWords keyword tool, which is at this URL here. That's quite a long URL, so if you just go to Google and enter AdWords keyword tool, you should get directed to it quite quickly. And what you do is you simply enter one keyword or phrase into the box here. You want to make sure that you keep it set on descriptive words or phrases and use synonyms. And I'm going to just simply input scrapbook layout ideas as per our earlier example. And then you want to click on this button here, Get Keyword Ideas. Now, when you first come to this page, what you're going to find is a capture screen down here where you have to enter a phrase just to make sure that you're a real person and not a spam bot. So click on Get Keyword Ideas. And it takes a few seconds to go through. And here you can see the results. And you can see here that we've got, not only does it give the results for the search term that I've entered in, but it also suggests a whole lot of other keywords and keyword phrases and so on that I would never have thought of at all. And it also tells you what the advertiser competition is, how many competing ads there are going, the local search volume, the global search volume, and so on. And what you can do is simply click on the add button here, and it adds it over into this column. I'm using quite a small monitor resolution for this. Generally, if you're watching it on a larger monitor, you'll probably be able to fit it all in. And you can either add all of them by clicking at the bottom, and then you can go through and find the keywords that are getting a lot of traffic and simply click add and so on. See, there's one I never would have thought of. Scrapbooking layouts or wedding scrapbook ideas. You see, you can click those in. And then what you can do is to download them to your hard drive either as a text file or as a CSV file. And you can then use these keywords in your advertising campaigns and in articles and so on. Now, When you're evaluating the keyword phrases that are generated by Google's keyword tool, you want to note that the approximate search volume shown above the search results is not an exact number of searches conducted for each keyword phrase, but rather it provides you with a general idea as to how popular each of these keywords are. So there weren't, you know, exactly 1,900 searches for scrapbooking layouts, but it was in that general sort of region. Another great way to come up with ideas for content and products is by visiting Yahoo Answers and exploring the different questions that are being asked within your niche. And it's this URL here, answers.yahoo.com. And what you do is simply enter a question into the search bar here. Let's say scrapbook ideas. And click on search. And this is going to generate a listing of recently asked questions from people interested in this topic. And you can also use the advanced search tool to review archived questions as well to determine any patterns. And here we have the results here. Don't worry about these here. These are ads, but the answers are the ones down here. And just have a quick look at it here, and just by looking at it, I can see that, for example, people are looking for ideas about wedding cards, and they're looking for things about ideas about, you know, scrapbook layouts that can be done on poster boards and that sort of thing, fashion scrapbook ideas, and so on. And what you can also do is you can join Yahoo Answers as a contributor, and then you can answer any questions that are being asked in your market. And by doing this, you're really doing two things. First of all, you're establishing yourself as an authority on the subject. And also, once you have your website created and it's ready to go, you can include a link back to your website in the source box of every question you answer. And that's a great way of generating highly targeted free traffic to your website. Okay, so far you've chosen a niche market and you've a keyword swipe file of popular keyword phrases. Now, you're over halfway through the initial research process and you'll very soon be able to create your own website and start to make some money. Before you do that, however, there's yet another step that you should complete, and it only takes a few minutes. Even if you're planning to offer your own products on your website, this is still an important part of niche research because it will give you an idea of how many competing products are available. And of course, in the event that you wish to promote relevant products and generate profit from affiliate commissions, this is also going to be invaluable. And to begin, what you want to do is come here to clickbank.com, which is www.clickbank.com, and click here on the Marketplace tab right at the top of the navigation bar. And I start off by entering my primary keyword into the box here. Now, if you're entering a keyword phrase, be sure to wrap quotations around it so that the ClickBank search engine will pull up the relevant results. Otherwise, you're going to get every listing that's got every single word in it, and you're probably going to get a lot of things that aren't really relevant. So let's type in a keyword here. Now, since scrapbook is my target niche, I'm going to enter the keyword here. And then simply click on go. And you can see it brings up a listing of merchants selling information in that particular niche. And you've got 10 results per page. And so on. There's some very interesting things here. And you see, with the search results, you're going to be able to explore merchant websites that are already catering to the same niche that you're going to get involved in. And this is an important aspect of niche research because it allows you to see the type of products that are currently selling. And it also provides you with ideas and information on the types of products that you can create as well. So now, Perhaps I better just explain for your reference, here's what all the different symbols mean here on the ClickBank page. First of all, let's find a good one here. There we go, this is a good one here. If you look here, this here, where it says a dollar sign then slash sale, that represents how much you'll earn if somebody buys a product from your referral link. And this one here, percentage slash sale, this represents the percentage that you're going to earn from the percentage price. So some merchants offer a percentage rather than a flat fee. And the GRAV, this one here, that stands for gravity, and this simply depicts how popular a product is, and you should focus on promoting products that feature a high gravity so that you know that they're currently hot sellers. So let's just clear that. You can see here, example, the gravity of this one's 4.97, this is 2.37. This pays a higher percentage commission, 60%, which works out at $14.81. This one, they only pay 50%, which is $12.33, but you see it has a higher gravity. So you need to decide whether you want to make more sales or make a higher percentage. And also, if you look at the ads here, you can see that there's two little things here underneath the statistics and so on. This one here that says view pitch page, this is going to lead you to the merchant's website, and create hop link is going to create an affiliate link that you can use when you're promoting the product and earning commissions from each sale. Now, there are a few other ways that you can quickly use to evaluate the profitability of a niche market that you're considering. And one way is to simply enter your keywords into google.com and count how many AdWords advertisers appear at the side of the results. You can see here we've got quite a lot. You want to see really what page the AdWords start to repeat on, and that's going to give you an idea as to how many people are advertising to this particular market. And obviously the more AdWords ads, the more competitive the market is, but also the more popular the market is. You can also explore the marketplaces on Amazon.com to determine how many products are available in your niche. And you can take it a step further by visiting article directories, for the most popular one, of course, being ezinarticles.com, and enter your keyword phrase in to determine how many people are writing articles with content on your particular topic. And you can see for Scrapbook there's 8,590 articles on this particular topic, so it's a fairly popular subject. Niche marketing research is quick and easy, and by this time you should have a good idea of the market that you're going to focus on. The next step is to set up your website, and we'll cover that in the next video.